Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Friday, March 28th. Freezing rain warnings have now been issued for Owen Sound, Northern Grey County, and the Bruce Peninsula. It's expected to start tonight and, depending on temperatures, could continue through Sunday. Environment Canada says to expect icy and slippery conditions, as well as possible power outages from the ice buildup. Saugeen Ojibwe Nation, Bruce Power, and two provincial ministries are looking into potentially millions of small fish dying after being trapped in the nuclear power plant's intake. A statement from Saugeen says a large number of gizzard shad had been trapped in the power plant's intake. There were also a number of dead waterfowl found at the Bay de Door site north of the plant. Saugeen says these events raise concerns about the impacts of the artificial environment for aquatic life at the Bruce site. Bruce Power issued its own statement acknowledging its awareness of many dead fish along the Lake Huron shoreline. The nuclear operator says it had removed Unit 2 from service in February due to a high volume of gizzard shad in the intake channel. The fish are attracted to the warm water from Bruce Power's thermal discharge. Bruce Power also says it's working with wildlife authorities to determine the cause of the dead waterfowl north of the site. The Bruce Gray Owen Sound Green Party will be hosting its federal nomination meeting this weekend to choose between two potential candidates to run in this election. There are two local members vying for the nomination, Natasha Akawenzi and Blake Martin. The nomination meeting set to take place at the Harmony Center in Owen Sound Sunday afternoon at 2:30. Kincardine Council's directed municipal staff to move ahead with replacing the boardwalk at Station Beach. This after some disagreement about which materials to use for the boardwalk. They ended up settling on wood. Jane Jagaleski is Kincardine's Director of Community Services.
We are deeply concerned that this will not be done in time for this fall. We have a very small window of opportunity to get this installed without impacting our season.
On the national news, Prime Minister Mark Carney says until we know more about which U.S. tariffs will go into effect next week, he's not going to provide details of Canada's response.
We're going to know a lot more in a week, and we will respond then. And in a negotiation, it doesn't make sense to tip your hand and say what you're going to do going forward.
Carney says the White House has reached out to schedule a phone call with U.S. President Donald Trump, and it'll happen in the next few days. Meanwhile, Honda Canada has put out a statement saying the company is confident it will be able to effectively navigate current market conditions. The company says its Canadian facility is operating normally and will continue to be a priority along with the 4,000 people who work there. Honda says it's still trying to understand the impact of U.S. tariffs. And King Charles canceled some events today after spending a short time in hospital yesterday. Buckingham Palace says he experienced temporary side effects during cancer treatment and was advised to take it easy. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks headed for a slightly lower open this morning. Futures down in pre-market trading as investors await a key inflation report south of the border. Yesterday, more selling pressure. The Dow fell 155 points to 42,299. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed lower as well, while the TSX had a flat close unchanged at 25,151. Bitcoin trading more than 2% lower this morning at 85,000 U.S. The price of oil's off a quarter point, $69.75 per barrel, while gold's up nearly 1% to just under $3,100 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 69.78 cents U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
I'm RJ Broadhead. The Morning Sports is brought to you by RE/MAX. Baltimore blasted the Blue Jays 12-2. Canadian Tyler O'Neill hit one of the Orioles' six home runs. Andrés Giménez got his first long ball as a Blue Jay. They play again tonight. Reports are the Jays made another offer to Vladimir Guerrero. No deal yet, though. The last place Sharks beat the Leafs in a shootout. The Lightning pummeled Utah 8-0. Flyers fired John Tortorella. Brad Shaw takes over, and the move worked. Flyers downed Montreal for their first regulation time win in over a month. Ottawa defeated Detroit. Sens are looking good for the playoffs. 7 points up with 11 to go. The Flames' playoff chances took a hit after they lost to Dallas, while wildcard holders St. Louis and Minnesota both won. The injured Oilers lost bad, 6-1 to Seattle. No upsets in the Sweet 16 yesterday, and Taylor Pendrith of Richmond Hill is tied for the lead at the Houston Open. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. Game one of the Owen Sound Attack London Knights OHL Western Conference quarterfinal goes tonight at Canada Life Place. You can hear all the action live on Kiev Owen Sound, Terry's Trailer Service, Bear Radio, beginning with the pregame show at 6:30. And game five of the PGHL Polk Division Finals in Hanover tonight. The Barons can knock off the Fergus Whalers with a win. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weekend weather is coming up next. Mostly cloudy today with rain beginning late this afternoon. A high of 2. Tonight, rain changing to freezing rain overnight. There is a freezing rain warning for Owen Sound, Northern Grey County, and the Bruce Peninsula. A low of 0. And for the weekend, rain or freezing rain tomorrow and Sunday with highs of 2 and 7.